This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, it's high time we got into lawn care once again, and more specifically this time around, lawn weed management at this stage of the spring. Jared Hoyle has joined us once more. He's a turf grass specialist with K-State Research and Extension. And because in part of the ample soil moisture conditions, we've seen more than a flush of broadleaf weed out there, Jared.
Yes, that's right. Right now, we're seeing a lot of the dandelions put the flowers on. We really like the fall for dandelion control, especially it gets just a better kill on them. But there may be some escapes. There may be some that didn't all the way die in the fall time. So now is a good time to go out, maybe spot spray with some 2,4-D type products to kill those dandelions or maybe some other broadleaf weeds. Knotweed is another weed that we're seeing. It germinates early in the year, February. When it germinates, it kind of looks more like a grassy weed, but as it matures, it forms a pretty dense mat, and they're tough to control. So making sure you get one of those three-way selective broadleaf herbicides on it, on the knotweed, that'll control the dandelions. This will also clean up some chickweed and some henbit, the winter annual weeds. Those will die out as soon as it gets warm this summer. So if that's all you have in the lawn, you might not need or want to go out. They'll just kill themselves off with the first big heat spell we have. But if you've got a kind of a mixture, it might be worthwhile to go out and spot spray these areas with the 2,4-D type product.
You say also, Jared, this would be a time to think about pre-emergence herbicide treatments against summer annuals.
Yes, right now is the time to go out and put your pre-emerge herbicide out. So the pre-emerge herbicides, we're going to look for those crabgrass-type species and summer annuals that are coming back from seed year after year after year.
And as far as product selection for this particular project, a number of options available too?
There are a number of options out there. Most of them in the lawn care section or gardening section are going to say crabgrass preventers or pre-emergence. There's a Dimension, Barricade. There's a lot of different products with multiple different active ingredients in it. So just check on the bag that it has that pre-emerge product in it and apply it at the right rate. They may be on some fertilizers. If that's the case, you know, make sure that that coincides with your fertilizer program as well. And that product needs to be watered in. It's unlike the post-emerge where you don't want it to rain right after, like for the dandelion control. You want to put that down, whether it's granular or liquid, and let it water it in. When a crabgrass germinates, then it hits that barrier that's on the soil surface and then ends up dying.
Now, the time window that's available to the homeowner in applying these pre-emergence, how late can they go?
So once it starts germinating, the pre-emerge herbicides will only prevent the crabgrass and other summer annual weeds for the rest of the summer. Yeah. So if you have crabgrass already germinating or foxtail or any other goosegrass or any other summer annual weed, if you put the pre-emerge down, it won't kill those existing weeds, but it will have that preventative barrier throughout the rest of the summer. There is one product called Dimension that is a pre-emerge herbicide but does have a little bit of post activity on very young crabgrass. So if you do see some crabgrass, some small, young, one or two leaf crabgrass in your lawn, make sure you get a product that contains Dimension in it, and then that will kill the existing crabgrass, and then it will be a pre for the rest of the year.
So if one employs the herbicide properly or the product properly, a secondary treatment may not be necessary.
That's correct. Depending on the product, some of the products last longer than others. The label will say will last 90, 120, how many ever days. And that's also rate dependent. So if you put a high rate on, you know, right now, that should get you through the year. But sometimes we look at to what's called split applications, where you'll put half of it on now, and then you'll wait 6-7 weeks later and put half again. Sometimes that ends up working really well.
Very well. Good tips all, and we will welcome you back soon with more. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you.
Turfgrass specialist Jared Hoyle of Kansas State University, our guest on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.